Unit 18. New Zealand. Speaking. Work in pairs. Talk about the birthplaces of your grandparents, parents, and yourself.
Where is your great-grandfather on your father's side from?
He's from Weihai, a city in northeastern Shandong.
Can you explain where that is?
Weihai lies about 90 kilometers east of Yantai.
And what about your great-grandmother on your father's side?
She's from western Shandong.
Which city?
It's not a city. She's from Shentong, a small village 30 kilometers south.
Reading. New Zealand. New Zealand is an island that lies off the eastern coast of Australia. It is made up of two large islands, North Island and South Island. New Zealand is surrounded by the Pacific Ocean to the north and east, and the Tasman Sea to the south and west. It is about the same size as Japan. Wellington, the capital city, North Island. Other important cities are Auckland in the north, Christchurch on the South Island, and Queenstown, further to the south. New Zealand has a mild sea climate, while the north is subtropical. It rains quite a lot. The warmest months are December to February. The coldest months, June to August. The ocean and seas surrounding the islands are deep blue. And many of New Zealand's cities lie on a bay and have a natural deep harbor. The sand beaches in New Zealand are also very clean. New Zealand has a very beautiful natural landscape with green hills and mountains. Some of the mountains are dead volcanoes. The North Island is famous for an area of hot springs, some of which throw hot water high into the air. Some of this heat near the Earth's surface is used to make electricity. There are many plants and animals that only live in New Zealand. The most famous animal is a little bird that cannot fly. It is called a kiwi, and it is New Zealand's national bird. The Moray were the earliest people to come to New Zealand. When they discovered it about 1,000 years ago, they call it Aotearoa, which means land of the long white cloud. The Moray came from the islands of Polynesia in the Pacific. It is some 3,500 kilometers from Polynesia to New Zealand, which they traveled in narrow boats. They brought dogs, rats, and plants with them, and settled mainly on the North Island, where the weather was warmer. Around 1421, Chinese sailors discovered the islands on one of their voyages around the world. The Dutchman, Abel Tasman, named the islands New Zealand in 1642. More than 120 years later, Captain James Cook took possession of the islands in 1769. And from that time, British people started to settle in New Zealand. By 1840, about 2,000 Europeans, mainly British, had come to settle in New Zealand, and the Moray signed an agreement with these settlers. That day is still celebrated as a national holiday. It is every year on the 6th of February. Today there are still many people in New Zealand who call England the home country, although it is a place where some have never been. Integrating skills. Reading and writing.
Life in New Zealand. New Zealand has a population of about 3.8 million people, of which about 14% are Māori. Since the mid-19, growing numbers of Asians have settled in New Zealand, and they make up about 6% of the total population. The majority of the people speak English. However, Māori, which is the native language of the Māori people, is also an official language. All street signs, names of cities and places, must be written in both languages. They also have Māori newspapers, radio, and TV programs. The common meeting place for Māori is on the marae, an area of land with a meeting house where all important events take place. Māori children are taught at an early age what when they come to the marae. Special days for the Māori are called huis. A hui may be a wedding, burial, or conference. The happier events are marked with speeches, singing, and dancing. When someone dies, all the relations, old and young, come to the marae for the Māori burial service. Māori people believe that the spirit stays with the body for 3 days. So during this time, someone always stays with the dead person. Many people will sleep and eat on the marae during these 3 days and share their memories of the dead person. New Zealand is an important agricultural country, with cattle farming on the North Island, while the hilly South Island has more sheep farms. The main exports of the country are wool, lamb, beef, butter, forest products, fruit, and vegetables. Some farmers have turned to keeping deer, and there are now about 4,500 deer farms in the country. The deer are farmed for their meat and fur, which are then shipped to many other countries. New Zealand wine is of high quality and is sold all over the world. Living in a country with plenty of space and a good climate, New Zealanders love all kinds of sport and outdoor activities. In summer, people like to go sailing, swimming, horse riding, and rock climbing mountains. The main school holidays are from mid-December till early February, when the days are long and warm. Many families spend this time at a cottage by the seaside, or go camping in the hills or on the coast. New Zealand, with its natural beauty, mountains, rivers, and national parks, also attracts tourists from all over the world.
Workbook. Unit 18. New Zealand. Integrating skills. Reading. Gung-ho. New Zealand is only a young country and lies very far away from China. From the southern parts of China, It's more than 9,000 kilometers across Southeast Asia to reach New Zealand. Despite the fact that New Zealand is so far away, ties have existed between nations from early on. The first wave of Chinese settlers arrived around the middle of the 19th century. Most of them came from southern China. They came to try their luck to find gold. Gold was discovered in New Zealand in the 1850s. This attracted many pioneers who hoped to be rich through the gold business. In later years, many of these Chinese people became successful as market gardeners, growing and selling vegetables, while others set up small factories. Among the first settlers, the Chinese were more skilled at setting up and running businesses. During World War II, many New Zealanders came to China. Writers such as James Bertram from Wellington traveled through China. Just like Edgar Snow, he interviewed Mao Zedong and wrote books about China. In Hebei province, Kathleen Hall, known to Chinese people as Nurse Ho, ran a small hospital. She often worked together with Dr. Norman Bethune, whose International Peace Hospital was nearby. The most famous Kiwi in China was Ruri Ali. He lived in China for more than 60 years of his life. In wartime China, he helped to keep the Chinese economy going and build new China. He came to China in the 1920s and first worked in Shanghai, where he worked on creating better work factories. From 1938, he traveled all over China to help workers set up gung-ho industrial cooperatives. Organizing gung-ho and in that way helping the Chinese economy to keep going was important if China was to win the war against Japan. In the 1940s, he opened the Shandan Technical School in northern Gansu province. The school developed a new way of teaching skills. Half of the time, students worked, while they still spent half days at school. This kind of school was just what China needed at that time. During his life, Ruri Ali wrote and translated many books. In 1977, the Chinese government honored him for his work, helping the Chinese more than 50 years. Over the past 10 to 15 years, large numbers of Chinese students have traveled to New Zealand to study at university there. Their time in New Zealand is an unforgettable experience, which builds strong bridges of friendship between the two countries.